So today's daf is Psachim daf kuf amud daf kuf. We are going to start with daf kuf amud aleph in the second, third, fourth, the fifth line. Ula Rav Huna. That's where we got to yesterday. Ula Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said that we saw on the one hand our Mishnah, which said that you can't start eating from Samuch Lemincha on Erev Pesach. That's like Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi normally holds that an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you can eat all the way until nightfall. So our Mishnah is according to Rav Yossi, so an Erev Pesach is a special halacha. So Rav Huna Minicha, is this make sense? Is this correct? V'amar Rav Yirmiyah v'amar Rav Yochanan v'itayma amar Rav Abba amar Rav Yossi bar Chanina halacha Rav Yehuda be'erev Pesach v'halacha Rav Yossi be'erev Shabbos. So it was said in the name of Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina or Rav Yochanan that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda by erev Pesach, that you can't start from Samach L'mincha, you can't start to eat halacha like Rav Yossi at erev Shabbos, you can eat until dark. So Gemara wants to infer from here, halacha Rav Yehuda be'erev Pesach, since the Gemara says that the halacha of Rav Yehuda on erev Pesach, miklal the polling Rav Yossi b'tarvayu. So that would indicate that Rav Yossi argues on Rav Yehuda both with respect to erev Shabbos and with respect to erev Pesach. And just like he argues on Rav Yehuda and holds that an erev Shabbos you're allowed to eat until it's dark, so presumably he would hold also when it comes to erev Pesach. And therefore, it would seem that he would hold that he's against Rabbi Yehuda, who says you have to stop eating from Samuch L'mincha, and therefore he cannot be the author of the Mishnah. So Gemara responds, "Lo, no, halacha miklal de pligi behafsaka." The fact that the Amorim said halacha like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach means they argue regarding stopping to eat from when it gets dark. Let's say, for example, if you began to eat in a permitted way, at a permitted time, so then you have the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. They both agree that you're not supposed to start eating after Samach L'mincha. Let's say after day begins at 6, ends at 6. You can't start eating after 3 o'clock. But let's say you start at 2:30. So do you have to stop at night or not? So we're gonna discuss what that means exactly. The Tanya right now, we learn in a brisa, mafsikin lishabasos. The Rabbi Yehuda says that if you start eating in a permitted way, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you start eating when it was permitted to eat, and then it's dark. So then what do? You stop. You stop eating. You remove the food. You make kiddush. Then you make Then you recite Birkos HaBasos. That's Rabbi Yehuda. You have to stop eating. Rabbi Yossi says, Eid Mafsikin. He says, no, we don't stop. You're allowed to finish your meal even after it gets dark. And then you bench. And after you bench, then you make Kiddush. Ubaisi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Shai Mesubim Be'akos. So there's a story of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Who were eating on Erev Shabbos in Akko, v'kadash aleihem hayom, and then it became dark, and then now it's sunset. Amar lo, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yossi, Berebi, Ritzoncha nafsik b'necho shedivrei Yehuda chavireidu. Should we stop eating and make kiddush to be concerned, to be considerate to the position of Rabbi Yehuda, our friend, our colleague? Amar lo, Rabbi Yossi said back, b'chol b'yom ata b'chavim divarai lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. Normally, each and every day, you prefer my opinion to Rabbi Yehuda's position. V'achshav ata b'chavim divar Rabbi Yehuda b'fadai. And now you're going to prefer Rabbi Yehuda's position over mine, a paskin like him. Hagam lichbosh esam malkum b'bayis. Are you going to embarrass me? You're going to conquer the queen, in my house? In other words, you're embarrassing me right now. Amar lo, Rishon Gamliel says Rav Yossi, Imkain, if so, lo nafsik, okay, so fine, so we won't stop eating. Shema yirua tamidim v'yikpu halacha ledoros. So since you protested, we're not going to stop eating, because maybe the students will see that we're stopping, and they're going to think that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Amru, lo zazim yishem atshkav halacha Rabbi Yossi. So they didn't move from there until they firmly established halacha like Rabbi Yossi, that if Shabbos hits and you have your meal Friday, so then you don't stop eating, you finish your meal. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Ein halacha lo k'Rabbi Yehuda v'lo k'Rabbi Yossi. Ela poris mapa makadesh. This is what was a suggestion. Those who are in my Purim shiur know that this was a suggestion for Purim, potentially. Not only that in our communities, but you can be poris mapa makadesh. Meaning what? That you can once it's dark. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to stop the meal, and Rabbi Yossi says you continue meal and you don't have to stop it. So there's an in between position, which is what? You basically cover the food, and then you make kiddush, and then you continue eating your meal. So Ini, is that really true? Is this the opinion of Shmuel that you're poris mapa makadesh? That's what some people had. I think it's a minhag Yerushalayim. Some people in Eretz Yisrael had this minhag, that for Purim, because they didn't want to have two meals, so they would start their meal right before Shabbos, or some part before Shabbos, and then they would make kiddush and finish their Shabbos meal, finish their Purim Suda on Shabbos. But in any case, that's the concept of Purim Suda Makadesh. It's not clear whether that's lechatchila or b'diavad. It might only be a b'diavad situation. So that's why some say you shouldn't do a lechatchila. Others say there's a Mariel who says that maybe Erev Shabbos, that's Purim of Erev Shabbos, that might be a b'diavad situation because you don't have two big meals so close to each other. In any case, Ini, is this really the opinion of Shmuel that Paris Mapam Kad is from Rav Techlif, Rav Dima, Rav Shmuel? Kshem Shemavskin, Lekidush, Kach, Mavsikin, Lavdala. Don't we say in the name of Shmuel that just like you stop the meal for Kiddush and Erev Shabbos when it gets dark, even if you began to eat when it was permitted, so too you stop the meal for Havdalah, that if you're eating on Shabbos and then it's Saturday night, you stop the meal and you make Havdalah. So Gemara says, my love, lakiras shulchan. When Shmuel says we stop for Havdalah, is not his intent that you remove the table and you bench? And so therefore when it says kishem she mafsikin l'kiddush kach mafsikin l'havdalah means that just that also by kiddush we stop the meal and we bench, and poris mapa is insufficient, and therefore Shmuel really holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that Shmuel paskins like neither like Rabbi Yehuda nor like Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says lo l'mapa. Now when this statement was made in the name of Shmuel that we're mafsikin for Havdalah, it means l'mapa. It means also whether Havdalah or whether, I'm sorry, where it says that we stop the meal, let's say for Friday night, it means lamapa. It doesn't mean that you stop it and you have to finish the meal. I mean, you take a pause for a second, you cover the food, and then you make kiddush. That's like where Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, and it's not a question. Oh, okay. Not sure where'd you get until. Can you hear me now? Hello? Can anyone hear me? Can you hear me? No? You can't? Okay. It's unclear. You know what? Let me try without the Hold on. Let me try with the speaker. Can you hear me better like this? Can you hear me better like this?
Nothing.
Okay, hold on. Okay, how about now? Can you hear me now? Hello, can you hear me now? Okay, we'll try to... Okay. We'll try it again. So we'll start from Ini. The second to last line of Pesachim Daf Kufim and Aleph. Vaha Marav Tech. That you don't hear? Vahama Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimim. What? Where do you want me to start from? Okay. Rabba Bar Rav Huda, Ikla. Rabba Bar Rav Huda was visiting. Rabba Bar Rav Huda was visiting the Bei Resh Galuta. Rabba Bar Rav Huda was visiting on Erev Shabbos, the house of the Rosh Gola. I see Taka Kameh. They brought bread on the table in front of him. Paras Mapa V'Kiddush. So he put the challah cover on the bread, and then he made Kiddush. Tanya Rabbi Halchi. We also learned a brisa she'ein beviyin es ha'shulchan ela ikei kiddush, that they don't bring the bread on the table on Erev Shabbos unless they make kiddush ve'im hevi, and if they bring the bread pores mapo makadesh, they put the cover over the bread and they make kiddush. So we have an explicit brisa like the position of Rav Bar Rav Huda, which is good. Why is it good? Because basically, we said Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi. But so, which Tana does he hold like? So we have this Brisa who holds of this third position. So we have three positions. We have the position that you stop the meal. We have the position that you stop the meal altogether. You bench. We have the second position, which is you just finish the meal. That's Rabbi Yossi. And we have the middle position, which is Pores Mappa. The Gemara continues. Tani Chada. We learned in a brisa, Shavid. So Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yossi agree. She'ed maschilin, that we don't begin to eat close to from Samach Lamincha. V'tanya idach shavin. So we have one brisa that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda both say that you cannot start the meal from Samach Lamincha. And another brisa which says that you are allowed to eat. So the Gemara asks, "Bishlama ha d'tanya?" Everything's understood when we say in the brisa, "Shavin she maschilin Pesach." I understand the brisa which says Rav Yosef Yehuda agree that you can't start eating from Samach Lamincha. That's Erev Pesach, because Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda agree that Erev Pesach you cannot start from Samach Lamincha. Elohad Titania, but the brisa which says Shavin Shemaschilin, that they both say that you are allowed to start to eat. So Amos, so when is that? When do they both say you're allowed to start to eat Samach Lamincha? E name of Erev Shabbos, if you want to say it's referring to Erev Shabbos, Hamiflag Pligi. They argue because Rabbi Huda says you cannot start Samach Lamincha. You cannot start Samach Lamincha. Lokasha Khan Kodem Tisha Khan La'achar Tisha. Erev Shabbos before the end of the ninth hour, which is Samach Lamincha, so then they both agree that you can start. And the brisa which says they agree you can't start is I'm sorry, right. And here the brisa which says they argue is after the ninth hour. So in other words, what emerges here is one brisa which you cannot start, that's talking about Erev Pesach in the ninth hour. The brisa which says that you can start, that's talking about Erev Shabbos before the end of the ninth hour. And they argue after the ninth hour on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara, let's just, well, I guess, yeah, okay, we'll just finish this. Osam b'nei, it's really a new topic, but we'll start anyway. Osam b'nei Adam. So those people, shekidshu b'beis HaKnesses. So let's say you heard Kiddush and Shul, right? There was a time in our Shul's history when we said Kiddush and Shul. It may happen again. So let's say people, they made Kiddush and Shul, right? The Torah says, Zachor Shom HaShabbos L'Kadosh. So you're feeling the Torah obligation that you have to make Kiddush and Shul. So the question is, this topic is, do you have to do Kiddush B'Makom Suda or not? So obviously when they make Kiddush and Shul, it's not Kiddush B'Makom Suda on the surface. They're just making Kiddush and there's no meal. You can't hear? Okay, so Amar Rav says lo yatsu yai yide yai lo yatsu. You haven't discharged your obligation of wine, Because when they come home, if they want to drink wine, they were Mesiach Das, because they were Shinui Makom. They heard the Kiddush in Shul. They left the Shul. And therefore, the bracha they made on the wine doesn't. Fine. You know what? Yeah.